Hello, I'm Teresa Ayers.
And I'm Janet Gallen.
And we are the Love Letter Squad.
Yes, we are. And we welcome you to another episode of Love Letters Live, a show about just that. The stories people have to tell that lead to letters people write. To say thank you, I love you, I'm glad you're in my life, you touched me in this way, anything at all. And today's guest, I guess we'll just go right
sure.
to him. Why not? Rich Sigberman, who is a full-time artist. That is to say, this is his day job. Rich paints, does watercolors, pen and ink, and illustrations. He's really exceptional. And let's give your website, because I think people would really be thrilled to see it. Why don't you say
sure.
it, Rich?
Thanks, Janet. It's sigsart.com. S-I-G-S. Art.com.
So sigsart.com, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, I like it to be really clear. So, we had a conversation a while ago about a friendship you have with a musician I met who played guitar at the opening of your latest art show, which is, by the way, at the Lodge in Sonoma, if anybody is there and can get to it, it's great. So, you told me a wonderful story about your friendship with her, and I felt a love letter, and although I don't like to be the love letter police, you say. Do you want to talk about her and
Absolutely.
Your friendship? Would you?
Yeah, she's really, really deserving. Her name is Valerie, and she lives in Berkeley. She's a very, very intelligent, extraordinary person. One of the few people I know whose balance between left and right brain is equally well developed. Very, very few people. Can lay claim to that. We met originally at a Berkeley festival where I had a booth, and she scolded me because so few of my jazz-oriented pictures had female musicians in them.
Hmm.
However, she purchased an inexpensive print just the same.
And you met her, but did you know she was a musician at that
I
moment?
I did, because she was playing at that
oh,
festival.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It was Spice of Life, I think it was
okay.
called. And then a few months later, she called me and hired me to do sketches on site where she was playing at another place. And I did them, and she liked them, and she hired me again to develop the sketches into more finished artwork, I think some of which is still on her website, which is she has a band called Girl Talk.
Hmm.
And then I think she hired me yet again to do a graphic for her band, at which point I said to myself, I really want to meet her, get to know her a little better. Anybody who is that supportive of my art
mm-hmm.
and whom I instinctively like anyway, I really want to get to know. So I went to her house with that delivery of that particular piece of art, and while we were chatting, she just casually walked over to an old beat-up cardboard box, pulled out a really old journal from 35 years ago, opened it up, blew the cobwebs off it, and just showed me a poem that she had written, and it was beautifully done.
What made her bring it out at that moment?
I had no idea.
Oh.
She had actually illustrated it herself with some very humorous drawings, but it was a very poignant.
So she was sharing her artwork with her artist friend.
And she hadn't shown it to anybody in years and years, even her husband.
So she really had. So she really had some feeling of trust in you.
I guess.
That's nice.
It was an extremely touching poem.
About?
Because she, about the child she gave birth to who lived all of a week.
Oh.
Yeah. Nothing could be more painful for a mom. And I asked to borrow a copy of the poem, and she made a copy of it, gave it to me, and then as a gift I projected all the lettering and I re-illustrated it using her illustrations as the springboard, but I made some refinements on it, and then I gave it to her a few months later, and she really liked it, of course. And anyway, that led to her hiring me eventually to do 30 such pages of various poems from her various journals. She's been keeping a journal since she's about 14 years old. And now she's putting them all together into a book of her life, and her book has been episodic. And
yeah, what has her life been like? I know there was some.
She's had four marriages.
Mm-hmm.
She's been on her own a long time. She's lived in Mexico and Brazil. She was a drug addict for a number of years. And through all of that, some of the husbands were abusive, the baby who died. And yet her spirit comes through.
Now, you met her after all this.
I met her
difficulty.
Much more recently.
Yes.
Relatively recently, about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't see any of this?
No.
You weren't.
That's correct. And now she's in a really happy marriage, living in a great big house in Berkeley.
Oh, how nice.
And it's really terrific.
That's wonderful.
And she has a terrific sense of humor. Even at her lowest depths, there was a sense of humor and perspective that came through in her writing.
So I feel a love letter to her. I know I'm going to ask you really early at this point, who gets this love letter? Do you feel like writing one to her?
Absolutely. You bet.
Can we make some notes on this? Because I don't want to ask. I want to ask what she brings to you and what is it about you. But I think that's part of a love letter,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we just say, what are the things? This is obviously a love letter to a really close friend, a friend who means a great deal to you.
Right.
I'd like to ask a question.
Sure, please.
When we often say this, what's the goal of this love letter? Were you going to say that, Janet?
I wasn't, but I often do, and I'm glad you did. Yes, what would be the goal of this letter? That's something we like to talk about.
I think the goal of this letter would be simply to tell her how much I've appreciated her love and support and the fact that she makes me laugh.
Okay.
Just when she opens her mouth, there's something about her that makes me
all right,
smile.
I'm gonna write these things down.
Mm-hmm.
But I am glad you brought that up, because stating the goal, when you start to write a love letter, stating the goal of it helps us keep focused on what we want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yes, makes the love letter, not that a goal can't change midway through. You might think of some other thing you need to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so what do you call her?
I call her a friend.
No, I mean Valerie or Val.
Val.
Do you have a nickname?
Dear Val.
Okay, there you go.
No nickname.
Okay, so let's just write down, the points you want to make. You just said some really lovely things.
I forgot them already.
Uh-huh, see, that's why we take
notes. That's why
notes.
We write them down.
Yes. I'm so glad you forgot them, because I remember one of them. But that's, listeners, please note, why the minute you start to think of writing a love letter to somebody, start writing down those little things. It may take you a few days to write them all down and plan it out. Okay, you said you appreciate her, the fact that she makes you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Without trying. Mm-hmm. She's not trying to be funny.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Can you give an example?
It's not even what she says, it's how she says it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's got a super thick New York accent, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which you find charming.
I find it funny.
Funny.
Okay. Now, you said before that you wanted to let her know how much you appreciate the friendship.
Yes.
So in terms of starting a love letter, wouldn't you say, Teresa, mm-hmm. sometimes just it's nice to say what the goal is. I've been thinking about you and our friendship, and I want you to know how much I appreciate it. Something like that. However you would say it in your words. You would probably say it on some brilliant canvas, but now you have to use words.
You can figure that out later.
Yeah.
Well, you can, but you look like you might want to...
Something along the lines of, you may have inferred all this already, but I think I'll put it into words.
Oh, perfect. That's really nice.
Yes.
Because we talk a lot about once it's in writing, it carries a different depth and importance. Because people forget what they say over time. You just forgot what you said, and the time was about a third of a second.
I forgot telling you I forgot.
All right, exactly. Okay, so you may have inferred all this, meaning everything you feel about her. But go ahead.
Yeah. That I appreciate quite a few of your qualities.
Oh, good.
Very much.
Good. You going to say what they are?
Yeah.
Good. What's that?
It started with a lot of respect and support for the art I do.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I appreciate that a lot. We have a mutual love of cartoon art.
Ah. Uh-huh.
I love her writing. And I love illustrating her writing. To me, it's an honor that she entrusted me with that.
Mm-hmm.
She makes me laugh just from the sound of her voice. Are you getting all this? I'm going pretty fast.
You're going pretty fast,
but I'm
trying.
She's a real good guitar player. I love her solos because they're well-constructed, and that's probably a reflection of that right brain, left brain, because she's got a day job as an accountant.
Oh.
A tax accountant.
Uh-huh.
Does she compose the guitar music, or does she just play it?
I think she's done some compositions. She loves Brazilian music, and her passion for it comes through. She's also multilingual, and I admire that a lot, too. Mm-hmm. She always explains the meaning of each song before singing it in Portuguese.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think people should explain the meaning of each song before singing them in English.
They should.
Oh,
I
would
probably
love, yeah.
Sing
I mean, I look
songs.
For liner notes, I look for lyrics, but yeah.
Yeah. And she does not want you to think of her as a chick singer. She's mostly an instrumentalist.
Uh-huh.
And I like watching her dance, too. She dances and plays at the same time.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Now and she likes potato chips. That's very important, because so do I.
Okay.
So you share a love of potato chips.
We have some mutual likes. Yeah.
If you put that in there among all the other things, do you think that would make her laugh?
Yes, I do.
It's going in. I mean, I wrote it down.
Yeah. Yeah. We also come from similar cultural backgrounds, so it made it very easy to be friends.
Yes, but, okay, similar cultural background. I mean, that's important, and that's lovely. But even beyond that, it sounds like you've got so much more.
Oh, definitely.
Because
our sensibilities are very similar.
That's what I'm looking
for. And it's really fun. She's fun. Valerie is fun. She may not always think of herself that way, but that's okay. That's how I think of her.
And that's a really nice way to say it, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's sometimes the joy of a love letter, is somebody gets to see herself or himself through the eyes of someone else. You get to see yourself through the eyes of someone who really loves and appreciates you. And you're going to learn things about yourself, I think. So let's do that.
Yeah.
So I like that you may not always feel that about yourself, but I know it's true. Isn't that what you just...
I said it. That's true for me.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
I have a lot of people here. How are we going to get through all
We're just going to talk about a few others, but this is going to be like your main one, and we're almost through with this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're almost through talking about it. You may get back home and find a whole bunch of other things that you want to say. Or you may want to just do a short one and write another one in a year, you know, or
mm-hmm.
next week. I forgot to mention this. Okay. All right. So the lovely thing in this is that you have talked about the depth of your friendship, and you've done it all through specific things you love about her. Nowhere did you say you're so special.
Well,
you got right to the point, and all that means she is.
Anytime I give my wife Pam a compliment, like you're really special, she says, "Could you be specific?"
Oh, that's what we say.
We should have her on the show.
Yes, or just doing one. That's what we say. From the get-go, we started doing this, and when people would say you're so special, I would find myself saying, "You know, that doesn't mean squat."
Just how?
Just
is
how.
That person special.
Exactly. So thank you
quick anecdote.
Yes, please.
One night early on in our relationship, Pam, it was about 3 or 4 a.m., and Pam said, "Rich, are you awake?" And then she said, "Rich, are you awake? Are you awake?" I said, yeah, I'm awake. She said, "I could use a compliment." That's the story.
Oh,
so I gave her one.
Oh, good. Yeah. I was going
to
say,
and then
that's part of the story.
And I went back to sleep.
And she went back to sleep.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Oh, why should you have to worry about that? Yeah.
It's not my problem.
That's exactly. Okay. So I'm going to give you all these notes.
Thank you.
And I have a feeling when you look at them, it may evoke more.
Uh-huh.
So that's wonderful. And what stationery will you use?
I don't have stationery. But I whenever I handwrite a letter, I illustrate it. So they're fun.
Yes.
They're good. I haven't handwritten a letter in a long time in this age of email.
Yes, of course. I'm so glad you're saying this because our question is, you will write this by hand, won't you? Because this is so documenting your own history in your own handwriting. And we always tell people to the envelope, you know, put on stickers, draw things. That's the gift wrap. But
yes. Yeah, no, it's got to be by hand for sure.
Okay.
A lot more personality comes through that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
How is your handwriting?
Own estimation? I have the worst. I print like a third grader. I can't. Script is terrible.
Even though you're an artist.
But an artist.
Especially because I'm an artist.
But an artist of such precision and brilliance. I mean, it's not like he's not dexterous.
No.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, I just, when I'm writing in script, I go faster and faster and faster till it turns into little squished lines.
All right, good for you that you print.
Also, this will be in fountain pen.
Oh, yes.
And draw with a fountain pen.
Okay, so this is going to be another work of art, and she's going to be the person who's just lucky enough to have it.
That's right.
And signed.
This letter will probably be worth a lot of money after I kick.
Good.
Yeah.
Somebody should. Why not? Okay, so who are the other people? When we talked, you came up with quite a list of people who deserved love letters. So let's help.
All right.
Well, let me just take this opportunity while Rich is thinking to remind our listeners that this is Love Letters Live. We're here every week at this time, so we invite you to join us and also to catch all of our past programs on our website, which is www.lovelettersquad.com.
That's LOVELETTERSQUAD.com. Okay, Rich, who were the other people once you started thinking?
Yes, I gave it a lot of thought.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to quickly mention them now, even if I don't get to them in depth.
Right, good.
There's my friend from college, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
I met her when I was 17,
mm-hmm.
and she was probably 19.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, my father, who passed away about a year and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
my wife, Pam,
mm-hmm.
of course,
mm-hmm.
My friends, Ann and John,
mm-hmm.
who are a couple, and who Pam and I have just wonderful times with every time. And then lastly was Val, whom we've just spoken about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so can we fill in? I mean, we have some time here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's fill in lightly so we can do everybody.
All
and
right.
I think, again, the lesson here is, you know, so often people come and they have a love letter to do, and then as they're talking about it, they say, well, I should really write to so-and-so, and gosh, I could write to so-and-so. And with kind of a confused look, like, who do I zero in on? Who do I write the love letter to?
Mm-hmm.
No, the love letter.
No.
Write them all.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping that love letters will become a way of life for a lot of people.
Right.
So mm-hmm. that when you have a loving thought about somebody, or you remember something that was just touched your life in such an important way, even if it's 15 years later, just go write it down and stamp it and mail it. You will be creating miracles.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the 15 years later is even better than last
week.
Yes,
definitely. And the gift is that you remembered. And the gift is that you thought enough about the person to sit down and write it and put it in the mail. Okay. So your friend Roberto, you've been friends when you're 17, so you've been friends a long time. You have a long history.
Yes.
What kinds of things would you want her to know?
Well, some of them are similar to Valerie.
Well, say them out loud.
Roberta, again, there's something inherent about her spirit that makes me laugh, and I can joke around with her, even poke fun at her, and we just laugh a lot. We really, our personalities tickle each other and always have. The thing that surprised me was that I thought she was like that with everybody.
Oh.
She recently told me, no. She said, I'm hardly like that with anybody. I was really surprised.
Uh-huh.
And when I first met her, she was wearing a sorority jacket.
Mm-hmm.
She was really pretty conservative, and even that I found funny. Anyway, she's got total angel energy. She's a lovely, wonderful person, and she sings beautifully. She's a real good musician.
Tell me what angel energy means. I've never heard that expression. Yeah. I love it.
And I wonder if it has to be only about females. But and a lot of what I wanted to talk about was friendship between platonic friendships,
mm-hmm.
between me and females. But the angel energy, it's just giving, generous. There's a softness to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, females are traditionally raised to be caretakers on some level. And a lot of men take advantage of that, mm-hmm. but not me.
Okay, so I want to write a love letter to him because you really relate well to women, I can see. And I can see in our friendship, the kinds of things we talk about are just email back and forth. You know what it is? You're a really accessible, appreciative, not scared of women kind of fellow.
Well, some people say artists fall into some different category between they're not male and they're not female. We're not talking sexually here. We're talking personality types.
Mm-hmm. But there are also historically male artists who are just are brutal.
That's true.
I mean, so
there goes
I don't
that
know.
Theory.
There goes that
yeah.
theory.
Okay.
I mean, you're just a special kind of guy.
Thank you.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you're particularly wonderful in that way, as exhibited by how many good women friends you have. Yes. Okay.
Yes, I do. I do have at least 6 or 7 who, and they've been long lasting too for
That's
a number
nice.
Of years, quite a few years.
Platonic friendship's a wonderful thing.
It is.
Any friendship's a wonderful thing.
Well, any friendship where laughter is a big part of it,
yes.
I think is huge.
Yes. And the friendships you have that don't get muddied by sexual anything.
Well, there's some truth to
uh-huh.
that, because that sure does complicate
muddy the waters,
things.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It really does.
So that's to Roberta. And I want to say that there's something really lovely about a handful of short love letters.
I better keep these short.
Yes, just what you said here. You know, dear Roberta, I've been thinking about our friendship, and here's what's occurring to me. 4 sentences, 6 sentences, stamp it and mail it. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, and there's something else about Roberta.
What?
I think she has discovered true love just recently for the first time, really, despite the fact that she's been married twice.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I haven't met the guy, but from what she's told me, and I'm so happy for her.
That's what I was going to ask you.
I am so delighted. She's had a couple of guys who just haven't appreciated her
uh-huh.
enough. Don't ask me why. And it sounds like this could be fantastic. It
okay.
just sounds that way.
So
it's
again,
my,
this
it's
is
my
this
sense.
And this is what makes it such a beautiful love letter for both of them that you've talked about. You're so strongly on their side in life. And these letters are about them. There's very little of you in here except how good you feel being in their presence and how nice you feel in their light. That's like a perfect love letter.
Yes, it's true.
This is
not
about you. Okay,
no,
what about your dad? Is
oh
that
boy.
More well, okay, oh boy.
Yeah, this is complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But
how was it difficult?
I'll try to make it quick just the
okay.
same. Well, my father and I did not really have much of a relationship the way I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he'd feel bad to hear this.
Uh-huh.
We just never, I don't remember any conversations. I mean, hardly any, ever,
mm-hmm.
about anything. So we're going beyond not hearing the words, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking just no talk.
Mm-hmm.
So as a child, I found him gruff, distant, and a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
Did he talk with other people, or was he
well,
just a quiet
that,
guy?
That's part of what I'm going to touch on
okay,
in
ahead.
The little time we have left. We did have one thing we were able to bond over, thank goodness, and that was big band music from the 30s and 40s.
Oh.
So our mutual enthusiasm for that was something. Mm-hmm. Since he died, I've found out from some of his peers that he was actually a very good conversationalist and friendly and funny with them. Mm-hmm. And I said to one person, are we talking about the same person? Since he died, I've had two dreams with him in them. I'm not a person who really has a big belief in the occult or talking with the dead or an afterlife. In fact, I've never had these experiences. But in the first dream, which happened about 6 months after he died, I was walking along a dirt road carrying a knapsack. My father pulled up in a car alongside me and said, "Hop in." And I got in the back seat, not the passenger seat, and we drove off. And I woke up from the dream thinking, oh, gee, he really did care about me. He really mm-hmm. does still care about me, and he wants to see me do well, and he wants to support me in some way. It just wasn't evident in this life.
Are you an only child?
No, my sister is.
Was he friendly with her?
That's a joke. I have a sister.
I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Was he friendly with her?
Well, that's another thing. My sister wrote an email after he died saying, I'm going to think more about the good times rather than the more recent times when his health was so poor. And I didn't write it, but I thought to myself, what good times? So she had a different relationship yeah. with him, and as somebody wrote,
No two children, no set siblings have the same set of parents.
Yes, and
no
her experience was different. She's the older child, for what that's worth, 4.5 years. She had a different experience.
Interesting. Okay, so what was your other dream?
Ah, the second one was a few months later. I came up from a subway in Manhattan, came up to the ground level, and I saw my dad talking with a bunch of friends of his standing in a circle, and he was being quite the raconteur and being very convivial with them. So I was witnessing in my dream from across the street. I seen, wow, he really did know how to be friendly and talkative.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided in the dream not to join them, but just to observe this part of my father that I'd never seen.
To appreciate it, or...?
To just observe it and know it existed.
So this is going to be a wonderful letter. This is going to take you a little longer. And so who would you mail it to?
Well, the obvious person to mail it to would be my mother, who's still alive.
Yes.
Although her cognitive functions are not what they once were. But I guess she's the one.
Uh-huh. Or your
Either
sister.
That or my sister.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's always yourself, because we have found that you're writing it, you write it all down, but the you writing it and the you reading it can be two very different people. So it's just all something to think about.
That's very interesting. I will say that and with years of therapy, I realized that our personality types were very, very different.
Right, which of course didn't mean he didn't love you. It just must have meant he didn't know what to say.
He didn't know how to relate to me and vice versa.
Okay. And those dreams are interesting because you never know.
You never know.
You don't know where that spirit is trying to get to you.
Right.
Yes. Too easy to laugh at it if you feel like laughing at it, but you never know.
No, I certainly didn't laugh at it, because there were some feelings
that remained. Yes.
From these dreams.
That's wonderful.
And I don't usually even remember dreams.
Okay. So you'll write these three.
Yeah.
And then you have another couple, but you have such a good feel for it. And I hope you get to do them all.
Thank you.
Soon enough to be really satisfied by them. And if you get any particular result or something you want to share with us that we can share with our listeners, please.
I will.
Okay, thank you. This has been so interesting.
Right.
You're such a nice man.
Oh, thank you.
And so talented. My goodness.
I want to become your friend so you'll write a love letter to me.
And by the way, I just want to say really quickly, I know that you have an exceptional, 30,000, your music collection.
Ah.
Is that, I know music. We don't have time to talk about it, but is that a little way of keeping your dad with you?
I can give him some credit for this.
Uh-huh. Okay.
He was very enthusiastic for...
Yes.
Certain music, and that got transferred to me very, very young.
Yes, okay.
And at this point, I've got you know, 3,500 LPs,
yeah,
another few thousand CDs,
okay,
another few thousand cassette tapes.
All right. Well, that's good to hear.
So naturally, I just listen to music all day long through the computer.
Okay, right. Good.
Yeah.
Rich, thank you so much for joining us. We
on
just
that
have
note.
Time. Yes, on that note, we just have time to thank all of you for joining us today. We hope you'll tune in every week, and we encourage you to put your loving sentiments into words and send them while you still have the chance.
Yes, and if you think you need to wait for a special occasion to write a love letter, as we always say, please remember, as you can see here again, writing a love letter is a special occasion.
So, until next week, with love from Teresa
and Janet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.